Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome to the Midday Interview here on WHQR. I have two guests in the studio today to tell us all about a wonderful production of the opera Cinderella by Jules Massenet. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday at Keenan Auditorium. It is a production of WHOOP, which is UNCW Opera Outreach. It's one of my favorite things to say on the air. So here is Nancy King. She's a UNCW Department of Music professor, and she is the head of WHOOP, and she teaches voice, and she has brought Cinderella with her. Whitney Lanier, who is a mezzo-soprano, a junior at the university, is singing the role of Cinderella, and they're both here today. So first of all, thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us, Jamila. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk first of all about the story, because there are so many versions of Cinderella. I want to know, you know, what's in this one.
Sure. This particular production is written by Jules Massenet. This probably isn't the better known operatic version of this. Rossini wrote a very popular version, Cenerentola, but the story is all confusing in that one. There's not even a fairy godmother. There's no evil stepmother. So we decided to go with the Massenet because it was just a little bit more easy for people to relate to, especially little kids, for our outreach performances. It's based pretty faithfully to the Charles Perrault tale. The only thing that's different is that instead of Cinderella's father dying, he actually lives to just be a haggard individual married to the stepmother. So you'll see his character on stage.
Oh, that's great. Now let's talk about the characters besides the haggard father.
That's right. Well, of course, we've got the full complement of obvious characters. So sitting to my left, of course, is Cinderella, who is sadly employed by her stepmother and stepsisters as a housemaid. We've got two evil stepsisters, a stepmother. We have a charming Prince Charming, Matt Talley, and he's doing a fine job for a role that was actually traditionally sung by a Falcon soprano, but we've changed it to a tenor here because we have one.
We have one,
and
yes.
And we've got a king, and we've got some extra fairies, and of course the coloratura tour de force in this is sung by the fairy godmother, which is by our own coloratura, Heather Bobeck, who's just spectacular.
Yes, I have heard her voice, and she is really magnificent. Did you choose to do Cinderella at this time because you have the voices at the moment that are perfect for these roles?
Absolutely. I'm very sneaky about that. I wish I could say that we had a million singers and I just hold open auditions, but I tailor pick the repertoire according to the voices that we have. And, you know, Whitney's been with me for 3 years now, and she is simply the perfect Cinderella.
Well, let's take a moment and talk with you, Whitney, about, first of all, tell us about your role as Cinderella. What's been interesting about it? What's been challenging about it? What have you enjoyed?
Well, it's been a little bit different because last spring when I was in the opera class, I kind of got to play the goofy, funny role, which is exactly me. I'm very good at that.
Oh, I don't know. She's got a little princess in her, too.
So this time I've had to kind of, it's a little bit more of a serious role, but I've really enjoyed it. And it's been a great role. And the music is almost so easy to sing. It's so much fun to sing. So I really enjoy it.
And we will hear Whitney at the end of the interview. We have a recording of her and her Prince Charming along with Patricia Ainsback at the piano. So we'll hear that in a few minutes. Whitney, when did you know that you wanted to be a professional singer?
I actually didn't know that I wanted to be a professional singer. I started singing in the North Carolina State Honors Chorus in fourth and fifth grade. Mm. And from that point on, I've kind of always known that I wanted to teach chorus. So when I started looking for where to start my undergrad and decided to come to UNCW, in the back of my mind, I knew that I would be doing some performing, but my main goal was to work towards being the best chorus teacher that I could be, and it just kind of happened with all the great help from Professor King that
I roped her into it.
Mm-hmm, that I developed a voice, and I really enjoy singing and performing now, along with my goal of becoming a chorus teacher as well.
All right. So you will have a bachelor's in music?
Music education.
Music education. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're a junior now.
Yes.
Now, you've had some interesting solos that you've sung over the time you've been at UNCW, and you've also traveled with a chamber choir tour. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I've started the choral program at UNCW. I've performed as the alto soloist in Handel's Messiah, and then also in Guacamo Charisma's Yefta as the alto soloist in that one. And then this past summer, we went to Germany with Dr. Hickman and performed at some of the most beautiful cathedrals in Vienna and Munich. It was a great experience. I I had never even been on a plane before. That was my first plane ride. 14 and a half hour plane ride to Germany.
Oh, yeah. It's quite an initiation.
Though,
yeah. Oh, but to see that beautiful country.
Absolutely.
In both Germany and Austria, just so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're from Shelby, North Carolina, right?
I am from Shelby.
Haven't been doing a lot of flying around until now.
Not so much, no.
Okay, there might be more of that in your future, though. We'll have to see how things go.
I hope so.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Whitney Lanier. She's a mezzo-soprano, or sometimes masquerades as an alto. She's singing the role of Cinderella in the opera by Jules Massenet. And with her is Nancy King from UNCW Department of Music. She is the founder and the force behind the UNCW Opera Outreach Project, also known as UNC Whoop. Now, let's go back to that production of Cinderella, Nancy, and talk about who's doing the stage direction, who's doing the musical direction.
Sure. I'm responsible for doing the stage direction, but I actually took on a dual role in this, that I managed to shrink a four-act opera down to 35 minutes. And we decided that the best language to sing in to reach a broader audience was English. So for some strange reason, I also thought I was going to be a librettist, too. So I translated the libretto into English.
Oh, my God.
I'm really tired. Anyway, so I did that portion of the work. And, of course, I know your listening audience is familiar with the spectacular playing of Pat Ainsbach, who is my right hand at the university and simply the best.
She's brilliant.
Yes, she is brilliant. So she's our musical director. And joining us this year for the first time is Dr. Betsy Curtis, who's also going to be playing the piano for us. She's also one of our vocal coaches at the university. So I'm delighted to have her on board. And the costumes. Oh, the costumes. Mark Sorensen in the theater department has graciously, again, decided to work with Whoop and has come up with the most beautiful, fanciful designs you have ever seen. Mm. They are spectacular. It's worth the price of admission just to see his wonderful work. So I'm grateful for the theater department that they share Mark with us, because he's wonderful. Sets come from Scenic Asylum, as always, and I think that sort of wraps up the...
How about choreography? Is there any?
Oh, well, what's fascinating is that I have some students who are dancers, and so they have choreographed themselves, which is great, because I spent maybe a semester dancing, and my mother still laughs about it. So they're very talented. So I'm delighted to say that we have lots of student participation in the shaping of this production.
Oh,
it's really a collaboration.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Is there any choreography outside of the actual ball scenes?
No. I mean, the fairies do a little sort of twirling and dancing. So come and see that. Yeah,
yes.
It's always good to spin in those costumes that Mark made.
Well, it is Cinderella, the opera by Jules Massenet, a 35-minute version of it.
It's a 35-minute version. It seems short, but I think you'll get all that you hoped for in that 35 minutes.
That's
Massenet's
great.
Music is spectacular. It's romantic, but it's also very funny. He writes some very witty stuff for the stepsisters and the stepmother, and some really beautiful, touching music. There's something for everybody in this show.
Great. It's performing Saturday night at 8 and Sunday at 2 at Keenan Auditorium. You can get tickets by calling 962-3500 or going to etix.com. You can also get more information about this at uncw.edu/music. Now, before I let you go, I want you to tell us about some of the other outreach performances that are to elementary school children.
Sure. We've got actually 4 outreach performances on the Monday and Tuesday following the public performances, and those are already sold out. And I just want to stress that the public is not allowed to attend those. The students from New Hanover County Schools, kindergartners and first graders, have already registered. It's a free performance. We don't charge anything for this. We just ask that the schools get them there, and then they have the opportunity to experience opera for the first time. But don't tell them it's opera.
I remember very vividly, I must have been in only maybe second grade, and I saw a production in Los Angeles of The Magic Flute.
Uh-huh.
And I really didn't get what it was all about.
Sure.
But years later, when I saw a film version of The Magic Flute, and when Papageno came out in his, you know,
his bird costume,
mm-hmm. I went, oh, I know who that is.
Right.
I mean, I was thinking back to age 7 or something.
Absolutely.
So it really made an impression.
Well, that's what we're hoping, that 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds will just come and love this and start a very early love affair with this art form, which we're all very dedicated to.
I am. Know a little 8-year-old girl that used to love to sing the Queen of the Night aria.
My kids
and
sing
she
that
actually
now.
Sang it pretty well, and I thought that's kind of scary.
Right.
So, all right, any last thoughts?
Well, just that I really encourage the public to attend and bring some small people. You'll have your chance to take your picture with Cinderella, the cast of Cinderella, after the performance. So we invite all of you to come. Kids are free, under 10. It's really important to bring them. And so what better souvenir would you have than, whipping out your cell phone and getting a snap of Cinderella and your child?
That sounds good. Any last thoughts from you, Whitney?
Come out and see it. We Good. Worked really, really hard, and I'm really excited about it.
Great. Nancy, would you introduce the CD that you brought to
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. We brought a little portion of the opera. This is the duet that Cinderella and Prince Charming sing upon seeing each other for the first time. It's very romantic, and you'll hear Whitney sing for quite a time. She's talking about how she sees him, and he is her Prince Charming. So we have Whitney Lanier singing Cinderella, Matthew Talley singing Prince Charming, and, of course, Pat Ainsbeck on the keys.
Here's that music. This is WHQR.